Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Talking golf 52 weeks a year and loving it. That's our job, and it's what we do every Sunday here at Tee to Green, the golf show, and all you have to do is listen. Hello, fellow golfers. Hello to all. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell. The Duke, Robert DeCose, is our producer and master control, and we're all here with another big show for you today. Phil Immordino is back on the show. I've known Phil forever, and he's been around the golf business forever, and it's been nearly a year since he started up his latest venture. Next month, the Indoor Golf Alliance will celebrate its one-year anniversary. The Indoor Golf Alliance, dedicated to uniting and promoting the indoor golf industry, the fastest-growing segment in golf. And we're talking virtual golf, golf simulators, indoor golf entertainment, golf hospitality, any golf that isn't outdoors. And the IGA is bringing all of those groups and businesses together with Phil Immordino here today to look back at the first year and look ahead to year number two of the Indoor Golf Alliance. It's been a weird week in golf. A golfer actually shot a 13 on one hole in a pro tournament. There's that crazy cheating story out of St. Louis. And LIV Golf has been selling tickets to an event that is not even happening. We'll take a look at those stories and more coming up today on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning, the sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7, I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from the double bogey blues.
It's America's longest running network radio golf show, Tee to Green. Stream live at sportsbyline.com. You can also listen on iHeartRadio, the TuneIn app. Hear us on Stitcher Radio and worldwide on the American Forces Network. I'm Jay Ritchie. Along with Debbie O'Connell, we're teeing it up, talking golf with Phil Immordino next, right here on Tee to Green.
I am an American veteran. I am proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Proceeds support Heroes on the Water. I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Meet Matthew Preston. Inside his apartment, everything he holds dear is protected by Progressive's renter's insurance, like his laptop and a surprisingly valuable collection of baseball bobbleheads. Outside his apartment, his laptop is still protected, as are his bobbleheads, which he carries around with him for reasons no one knows. Renters, the limits of protection aren't just the four walls of your home. When you're in Progressive's protection zone, get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers.
$12.5 billion. That's what Americans lost to fraud last year alone. And the scams targeting seniors are getting smarter. AI-generated voices, emails that look perfect. So I built a weekly scam alert specifically for seniors. Every Tuesday, you get a plain language email about the latest threats, what to watch for, what to delete. It's completely free. Just enter your email. And if you want more protection, we've got that too. StopThisScam.com. That's StopThisScam.com.
It's news, it's interviews, and it's lots of fun every week for everyone interested in golf. It's Tee to Green, it's The Golf Show. Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Welcome in to another edition of The Big Show. Great to have you with us, and thanks for being a part. Thanks for making us a part of your sports weekend. I'm Jay Ritchie, Robert DeCosa, our producer and master control. We welcome Debbie O'Connell back to the show after a little time off. Hi, Debbie. How are you?
I am fantastic, Jay. I celebrated a birthday yesterday and had lots of family over. Met one of my newest second cousins, I guess, a six-month-old, who I met for the first time in the family, saw family members I hadn't seen in a while. It was absolutely a wonderful day of family gathering and back to connecting and laughing and catching up on what everybody's been doing. So it was absolutely wonderful.
There you go. Happy belated birthday, by the way. I'm sorry, I totally missed that. I whiffed on that one.
Oh, quite all right. Quite all right. Now you can know for next year.
All right. Yeah. What are you, 20, 25, 26?
Yeah, a little bit older, give or take, though, just a few years.
A couple of years. All right. On the show today, I mentioned in the open, our guest is Phil Immordino with the Indoor Golf Alliance. And it seemed like it seems like we've talked to Phil a lot over the past year. And then I went back and looked up in the little book, the record book I keep. And the last time we had Phil on, believe it or not, was like back in the first week of February. Where has 2026 gone? It's just flying by. Here we are in August already. But it's good to have Phil Immordino back with us on Tee to Green from the Indoor Golf Alliance. Speaking, Phil, of time flying by, you guys are ready to celebrate an anniversary of sorts as well, coming up on 1 year. When is that, next month?
October 2025 is when we kick things off. And what I'm seeing, Jay, is that time is going by, but we're staying the same age. We're not getting older, but time is going by fast.
I like that. I've got a good friend who says time is like, life is like a roll of toilet paper. The closer you get to the end, the faster it goes.
Exactly right. Crazy.
Yeah. So how you doing? You're still down in Arizona?
still in Phoenix, Arizona, and life is good, except for, you know, this time of the year. It's not fun when it's over 100 degrees, but we've learned to work with it. That's why indoor golf is so popular in Arizona.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking indoor golf, it might be kind of a seasonal thing because when it's cold in the wintertime, people are looking to play. But you forget the fact, especially this year, all over the country, it has been so hot and a lot of people can't get out and play. So that's another benefit for indoor golf.
Well, it's not just the snow on the ground. It's not just the heat. It's so many other things. Remember that golf courses close at night. Tee times are packed. So some of the reasons that indoor golf is growing so fast is because, number one, during the winter, it allows golfers to golf courses to stay open all year round and golfers to play. During the summer, if it's too hot, they can play at night after the event closes. If you only have an hour or two instead of four, you take a lunch break and you go play golf. It's perfect for date night. There's a whole list of reasons indoor golf is so popular today.
Hey, Phil, this is, as Jay mentioned, your first anniversary coming up. When you look back on the year one, what has surprised you the most about how quickly this industry is growing?
Well, you know, I'm going to preface it by saying, yes, we launched a year ago, but for a year before that, we were analyzing the marketing, looking at the growth. And what has, and I won't even say surprise, because, you know, there were projections that the locations and the numbers would grow crazy fast. And so I'm seeing it, you know, really fulfill that prediction that it's over almost 4,000 locations now. It's projected to be 10,000 in the next 5 years. You're also seeing golf courses incorporate indoor simulators because they want to stay open all year round. They want to offer additional amenities to their members and do instruction. So you're seeing golf courses, a lot of them include or incorporate some type of simulator golf.
Yeah, the IAG is saying there's 6.2 million simulator users in the United States. Who is the indoor golfer today primarily? And I know one of the stats that I've seen that is exciting to me is finally there's more women playing traditional golf outside. Women are up to 28%, but with indoor golf, it's in the 40 percentile. So who are you seeing is the primarily avid golfer and using the indoor golf?
Well, I still think predominantly it's men, and I still think it's predominantly men who want to get better, but that still leaves the door wide open to women, to juniors, to elderly folks, because look at all the benefits for women who are typically new to the game. They're afraid to go out and show how they play, especially in the early stages, and they're not used to playing 4 hours of golf on a long extended 7,000-yard golf course. So this gives them the opportunity to play without embarrassing themselves in the beginning. You're seeing juniors and kids who again have school but now can go join a league and play for an hour or two indoors and practice. You're seeing seniors who don't have the ability to walk 18 holes or even the stamina to play 18 holes, so now they can go play an hour or two and get all 18 holes in without walking around and putting extra strain on their bodies.
Phil Amordino with the Indoor Golf Alliance is our guest. The Indoor Golf Alliance dedicated to uniting and promoting the indoor golf industry. So, Phil, just who is it that you serve? Do you serve the golfers that are participating indoors, or is it more of a business and people inside the golf industry, the indoor golf industry that you're trying to promote and unite? How do you serve all those people?
Well, we don't serve them all yet. Currently, our main role is serving the industry, B2B, and our primary job is to educate and inform the indoor golf operator. So most of our education, most of our information is all geared towards them, what they need to know to be successful, what they need to know to be informed, and to help connect them with the suppliers and products and services that they need to be able to be successful. So our main mission is, as the industry association, is to educate the businesses involved in this industry.
How much of an impact did the golf league TGL have on the indoor golf?
I think TGL just makes it more credible, makes it more real, makes it more tremendous more exposure for the John Doe golfer who goes, hey, wow, I didn't realize that technology has come so far. Remember, most of the golfers remember indoor golf is hitting it into a screen on a driving range. And that's what we know, that's what we remember. But now to realize that not only can you play almost every golf course in the world from your living room or from an indoor operator, you can also play your buddies across the country. You can also gamble, not only against your buddies, but in-house. There's gaming apps. There's now a handicap system for indoor golf. So now it's becoming real. Now it's becoming more golf-like with all the opportunities that there are, and the technology has come tremendously far. And so now it's more like real golf.
Yeah, Phil, when I was at the PGA show, I was experimenting with the full swing technology, and that's when I learned about the gambling. And it was a blast. And so much fun to bet, and they challenge you, and the simulator understands your skill level, and it challenges you just right. So I'm excited to talk more with you, Phil. Jay, take us away to break.
Yeah, we're coming up on the break, but our guest, Phil Amordino, we're going to pick it up with him. On the other side, the Indoor Golf Alliance. Indoor golf, the fastest growing segment of the golf industry, featured today here on Tee to Green. We'll be right back.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
The show by golfers for golfers. Doesn't matter if you're an indoor golfer or an outdoor golfer or both, we're here for you every week on Tee to Green. Jay Ritchie alongside Debbie O'Connell. Our guest from the Indoor Golf Alliance is Phil Immordino. And Debbie, you were asking Phil, you were starting to ask him a really good question there when we had to cut it off and go to break, but I'll give it back to you to pick up where you left off.
Yes, we were talking about how gambling can work in the simulator. So, and I experienced it at the PGA show. Phil, can you explain a little bit more about that? Because that is a whole other additive aspect that some golfers will absolutely love.
Yes, absolutely. It's called Even Play. That's the company name, but it's branded under different names for each of the simulator companies. And it sounds simple, but I'm sure there's a lot of data and tech behind it. But the simple version is you get up, you hit the ball three or four times, and the system evaluates what your handicap level is, and then you're given a handicap. And then you can actually put in a wallet, you can play for credits, you can play for money, you can play for prizes, and it gives you circles based on your handicap that you have to hit it in. And if you hit it in the circle, you win money. If you hit it outside the circle, you don't win money, or, you know, you lose money. So it sounds simple, but I'm sure there's a lot of technology above my pay grade to understand it.
Do you have sandbaggers just like regular golf?
You would think, but it's going to adjust every shot. So you may try to sandbag, but it will calculate against that. And I was assured that sandbaggers won't be able to get away with it.
There you go. All right. So the focus of the Indoor Golf Alliance is on owners, operators, professionals in the indoor golf business. Phil, how are you serving these people?
Well, our main mission is to educate, inform, and network. So we do that several different ways. We have weekly newsletters with industry updates on what's happening in the industry. We do webinars every month in depth that share from experts on what to do and how to do it. We have all types of help manuals. We have resource directories. We have a complete facility guide with every facility in the country. We're very involved with the PGA show, and we'll have leadership network luncheons and seminars there. We're looking at trying to do a regional trade show next spring. And we also have a community sharing platform on Reddit so people can share ideas. We have a product review video section on YouTube where people actually can review products. We're creating a standards board for creating standards for every product in the industry. And then soon to have IGA University, which include all the classes that you need, as well as a certification program to help, even advance your education on this industry.
So do you ever help people who are building franchises, wanting to do franchises of indoor golf? Do you ever help them find either locations or investors? Do you ever put people together?
Well, we definitely
put people together to create more indoor golf?
We definitely put people together. That's one of the biggest benefits of what we do is make connections. We'll introduce folks all day long. The franchisee guys, they're pretty much rolling already. They don't come to us for advice, but they come to us for, direction and locations, other locations because of our facility map. But our strong suit is basically putting people together.
Fascinating. That's awesome.
What do you hear from these professionals, the indoor golf professionals, Phil? What's their main concern, or what's their biggest feedback that they give you?
I would say that their biggest concern is increasing business. I mean, like any business, and the biggest challenge is staying in business. I mean, the old saying is that 20% of the people do 80% of the work, and it's still a business. It's not open up the doors and automatic make money. It's still hard work. It's still marketing. It's still, selling. It's still promotion. It's all the things that you need to be a successful business. And there's ways to tweak it and grow it. And there's smart businessmen and people that need a little extra help. So, that's the biggest thing that we offer is information, education to help them succeed.
And what have you found, Phil, that attracts the clients the most?
Say that one more time.
What have you found that from all of the businesses and all of the indoor golf simulators and locations, in your feedback from everyone, what marketing ideas or lessons, or what's attracting the client? What's attracting the customer?
Well, I think there's probably three. One, and most important to the operator, is monthly memberships. So, that's consistent revenue. That's money that's coming in every month. And if you have a base of members, that's what keeps the steadiness of the business. But then you have additional revenue through parties, through leagues, through special events, through tournaments. So that's added revenue. But I think the key that all of the simulator operators want is that steady monthly income. As far as the golfer goes, they're looking for a place that not only can they go practice, not only can they get lessons, but also where can they go on date night? Where can they bring the family? Where can they go just golf with their buddies? So there's different facilities that have different purposes. Some are strictly private, go play when you want. Some are, fully stocked bars and restaurants to be able to entertain.
Phil Amorgino with the Indoor Golf Alliance, industry made possible because of technology, Phil. And the one thing about technology that drives a lot of people crazy is new technology comes out, everybody gets on board, everyone gets behind it, and 6 months later, something better comes along and it changes. Now, is that part of the challenge of indoor golf at all?
Well, that's the fun part about indoor golf, is these changes make it better. So technology just tends to get better. And I've heard many golfers say that I can't even realize that I play golf without the numbers. And what indoor golf is gives you the numbers, club head speed and distance and accuracy. And so these numbers will change your game completely, because now you know how far the ball goes. Now you know what you're doing when you hit it right or hit it left. So it's improving the game. It's improving golfers, and I think that's what they love most about it.
Yeah. Does the technology at times intimidate some people, though, and maybe keeps them away?
I would say no, because, a computer is not going to embarrass you unless your buddy's standing there and he points out the number. But, a computer is neutral. They're going to give you the exact numbers, and you're going to know where you have to improve, what you have to do to be different. So, I really don't see people being embarrassed. I think I'm being excited that now they can see the numbers.
And I think part of that as well is how the business owner takes care of their customers and sets them up and shows them how to use the technology, which is getting simpler to use and also more accurate. Phil, what would you say about the accuracy as people are learning their distances and numbers? Many, as you said, for the very first time, I know I've talked to some people who are just surprised at how short they hit it in the air when they actually get the number. So how accurate is it?
Well, I mean, I've heard different stats, but for the layman, I'll say pretty accurate. Of course, again, it gets better and better with new technology, and it's going to be off a little bit, but I think the numbers don't lie. I think if you have the right systems, now, that's another reason for our standards policies that we're coming up with. I mean, there's some products out there that aren't accurate. So that's why we have an advisory board on standards that to make sure that the product does what it says it's going to do. So I'm looking forward to finalizing those standards and getting the word out on those.
There you go, covering all the bases. What's up next? What do you got coming up right just around the corner here, Phil?
Well, around the corner, like Tuesday, we have a webinar for the suppliers and vendors because, one of our jobs is to make that connection. So our webinar on Wednesday is how to sell to indoor golf operators.
All right. And the Indoor Golf Alliance, you can check them out. Go to the website, IGA, Indoor Golf Alliance, almost a year old now. Phil M. Ordino with us today here on Tee to Green. Thanks, Phil, and keep up the good work.
Thanks, buddy. See you guys.
Bye-bye. All righty,
we'll take a break. We'll come back. More of Tee to Green coming your way right after this.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Destination listening for dedicated golfers, and we do this every week. It's TD Green. It's the Golf Show. Jay Ritchie, Debbie O'Connell talking a little golf, and we've got kind of a grab bag segment here we're going to do for you today. Debbie, before we get to talking about some of the things you got coming up, I got a question for you. What's the highest score that you ever recorded on a hole in golf?
I try to forget those, Jeff. I mean, Jeff. I was playing with a guy named Jeff when I had one of the bad holes. I do try to forget those. I imagine a 9 at least.
Probably a 9. That's not terrible. We've bend the rules a little bit in the groups, the guys that I usually play with. When you get around 9 or 10, we just say pick it up. And we'll write an 8 on the scorecard. But the worst I was playing in an event up near Aspen a few years back, and I had to write it down in the scorecard. I couldn't fudge it at all. It was an 11, and it still to this day kind of sticks in my craw. But this happened Friday in Boise, Idaho, at the Albertsons Boise Open. A golfer named Ryan McCormick. At the Hillcrest Country Club on the par 4 ninth hole, hit 5 straight tee shots out of bounds, ended up taking a 13 on a par 4.
Yeah, that's a tough one for sure.
Yeah.
I hope that he changed clubs, or did he just keep hitting the same driver?
I think he just kept hitting the same thing, and it hit 5 straight out of bounds. Ended up with a 20-inch putt for a 13.
All right. Well, here's the advice to our golfers on the line. If a couple go out of bounds with your driver, just change the club. Hit a hybrid. Hit a 7-iron down the middle. Just get yourself off the tee and moving. What is that sign of insanity? Isn't there something, Jay, the sign of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result?
That describes
your strategy.
That describes almost every golfer I've ever met. So you've got some things coming up. Tell us about one of your leadership academies.
Yes, this summer has just been wonderful, Jay. We've had 5 LPGA leadership academies where we bring in teenage girls and we teach them leadership, empowerment, help them understand themselves better, the different qualities and characteristics of a leader. We go through a goal-setting process, and what makes it magical is we use golf to implement everything they've learned. So we teach them something inside, and then we go out and do golf different skills or strategies, and we have stations where we challenge them in different ways to implement what they learned. And that is a big key to learning. You hear it, you experience it, and then you go out and perform it in a way that will help you remember how to implement it the rest of your life. So we have one more coming up, and it will be at the FM Championship, which is an LPGA Tour event that is coming up in the Boston area. And I am just so excited to be part of them. It'll be my 3rd one of the year. So we're looking forward to it. Literally, these teenagers walk out different people. You know, they walk in worried about being judged, being different, embarrassing themselves, not very confident, and then they walk out leaving with an amazing confidence and the self-esteem and valuing themselves to be their authentic self. And their golf scores get better. We don't focus on golf skills. It's all about the mental part and the empowerment and confidence. And we get messages all the time about how they score better immediately their next round. And it shifts them in so many ways.
So what's the age group here?
It's typically 13 is usually the youngest, and we've had 18-year-olds, but I'd say the meat of the age is 14 to 16.
And how can they sign up, or how can they get involved?
Absolutely. If you just search LPGA Leadership Academy, you will find a link to it right away. And you could even look up LPGA Foundation or LPGA Girls Golf, and then you can search it in there in those pages. But if you want to go directly to the Leadership Academy, just search LPGA Leadership Academy. And what's wonderful is it's free for the girls to attend. We have major sponsors like Dow Chemical. We were in Michigan. We had the USGA sponsor one at Baltusrol. We have FM sponsoring the one in Massachusetts. It's phenomenal how these corporations see the value in our future leaders, right, and helping these girls become incredible leaders and implementing that with the game of golf. It makes it more powerful.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I was going to ask, is there a charge for any of that? But you can't beat free, that's for sure. Do you have the dates for the Boston event? Yeah.
Well, there may be openings in the one coming up in Massachusetts because the kids are back in school. We have some of the kids, they know the value of this. They're actually taking off school to attend. And it is, let's see, the date is coming up. It'll be Monday the 24th and Tuesday the 25th. And it's at the Titleist headquarters in Massachusetts. Acushnet, Massachusetts, where Titleist is located, and they get to see a tour of the golf ball factory, and we're right on their property where they do ball testing. It's a phenomenal location, and it really is a great event. Last year, Megan King came by to meet the girls and was on our executive panel. I think we have another tour of player coming this year. And the girls absolutely love it. So if you are interested at all in this one, please go and search LPGA Leadership Academy and click on that one. And I believe that you could still sign up for it.
Or reach out to the
LPGA.
Yeah, it'd be cool to visit or tour a golf ball factory. That would be cool. Pretty neat. Yeah. All right.
The whole thing is great.
For you, for Debbie O'Connell, all this is leading to the possibility of a book you were telling me about?
Yes, it's more than a possibility. It's happening. I actually, I've been writing a book that the working title is called C-Suite Success, Wisdom from Women at the Top. And I started the project actually before COVID, and I interviewed some incredible women who were very successful in corporate America. And then when COVID happened, I focused on my business to revamp it, to do more indoor things, because at the time I was doing corporate outings, speaking, live speaking engagements. And so everything was in person with people. So I focused on more online programming. And then it took me a couple of years to pick it back up. But once I did, I just got so excited about it again. And many of the women in the book use golf very effectively in business, and it helped them to launch their career, because golf is such an incredible networking tool, and it builds a high trust relationship. So it can build a culture in a company where when coworkers play golf with each other and they spend that time and they get to know each other, you see how each other handles the good shots and the bad shots. Because, Jay, we go on a journey together, don't we? You know, we all hit embarrassing shots. We all hit ones that we can celebrate together. We all get, you know, those shots that could get us frustrated or mad. And then we watch. And then hopefully you see that people can laugh at themselves, too.
Exactly. So when can we expect the book?
March of 2027, I'm planning a big book launch. I don't have the date yet. I'm checking in with some of the women and getting their dates, because what I'd love to do is have a panel with the women who are in the book and doing it in New York City and getting lots of media around it. So I'm really excited for that launch. I'm working with a publisher right now. And I'm also working on bringing today's technology into the book and having it be somewhat interactive with some AI tools that I'm looking into. So it should be cutting edge as well. I'm very, very excited about the possibilities of what's coming up with the book. So thank you for asking.
Right.
Yeah, it will be great. And golf will be mentioned. It's not the main part of the book, but it is mentioned. And how effective, one of the executives was told she couldn't cover this certain client because he was a scratch golfer and she wasn't good enough. So she played some golf, but it wasn't something she did a lot. And she said, yes, I can. And then she got very intentional about taking lessons and she improved her game. I mean, she didn't get to where his level, but you don't need to. You just need to be able to play the game and have conversation. And what she found was it was a lot easier than she thought, because it wasn't about golf. It was actually about the relationship. And that's what so many people miss. And especially women, Phil touched on it. So many women think they have to be a certain level golfer and they'll get embarrassed of their game or don't think they belong or don't think they're good enough, where the guys, it's so funny, they're not that good either.
Yeah.
But they'll go out and play anyway, because they get it, that it's not about the golf. It's about, let's go out and spend 5 hours together and spend a little time at the 19th hole and go on this journey and build the trust and the relationship. So it makes its appearance for sure in the book. So we will be talking about it when it's time, for sure, to do my book launch.
Congratulations on that. The story out of St. Louis this week has raised eyebrows. Zach Holland, a ex-college golfer, 2-handicap, member of the Winghaven Country Club, got famous for all the wrong reasons. He's no longer a member of that club. He was forced to resign after faking a hole-in-one during a club tournament on the par-3 fourth hole, playing in the first group off in the tournament. The round began normally. They played the first three holes together, but after they finished the third, Holland said he needed to take an important phone call about his terminally ill grandmother. He already told the other members in his group back on the first hole about the possibility that could happen. So in order to keep up with the pace of play, Holland left his group, quickly went up to the fourth tee, hit his tee shot before anyone in the group got there. Then he took a phone call before catching up with his group on the green. When he got to the green, he told his partners he thought he thinned his tee shot but didn't see where the ball ended up. Eventually, they found the ball in the cup, and everyone assumed Holland got a hole-in-one, so they started to celebrate. Well, so far, so good. There was a hole-in-one pot for this tournament with a pretty good payout, so a lot of questions started being asked, especially since there were no eyewitnesses. And that's when somebody suggested they check the videotape. There was closed-circuit security cameras set up on the fourth green. They did that. The footage showed Holland parking his car near the fourth green an hour before the tournament started. He created a ball mark, put the ball in the hole, got in his car, and drove away. Caught red-handed, he confessed and resigned from the club. And it eventually blew up online, going viral. Obviously, didn't think this out very well. He did make TikTok, ESPN, YouTube, the Golf Channel, and now Tee to Green. And to top it all off, his grandma is not dying either. So,
oh boy,
yeah, a little bit more than he bargained for. Not too bright. We'll take a break.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, wage garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
I can't believe we're almost done with the show already. Fastest hour in radio, the quickest hour in golf, tee to green, and another edition just flying by with Debbie O'Connell. I'm Jay Ritchie. Lots of golf this weekend, starting with the FedEx Cup playoffs and the St. Jude Championship at TPC Southwind in Memphis. Scottie Scheffler, a two-shot lead heading into the final round today, trying to hold off Sungjae Im and Sam Burns. Scottie is 13 under. Im and Burns, 11 under. Tommy Fleetwood, minus 8. Golf Channel, the early coverage, CBS, the later coverage today for the St. Jude Championship. The old guys, tour champions, are in the Pacific Northwest. Boeing Classic near Seattle. Stephen Alker, 9 under. Vaughn Taylor, 8 under. Steve Flesch, 7 under. And five players are at 6 under, including Jerry Kelly, Nota Begay, and Rory Sabatini, who we haven't heard from in a long time. Stuart Sink's in the hunt. He's at 5 under par, 4 back last round on Golf Channel today. And, Debbie, the ladies are also in the Pacific Northwest, the Portland Classic. And Arpachaya Yubol, 24-year-old out of Thailand, is tied with Sophie Schubert of the U.S. They're both at 16 under par, two better than Gino Titicol, the number one female golfer in the world, looking for a 10th PGA Tour win this weekend. And it was also announced earlier this week that Lexi Thompson is pregnant. Her and her husband expecting a baby girl due in February. How about that?
very excited for Lexi. You know, since she was a young girl, she was a protege in golf, and she has been a committed golfer for so many years and decided to retire early or semi-retire. And congratulations. I know she's one of the family. So good for Lexi and her husband.
Yep, definitely. Congrats to Lexi and her husband. My thanks to Phil Immordino, Indoor Golf Alliance, for joining us today. Just go online, Google Indoor Golf Alliance, IGA. Find out more information there. And, hey, that's it for another edition of Tee to Green. Thanks, Debbie, for joining us. We'll do this again next week. Thanks to Robert DeCose in Master Control. I'm Jay Ritchie. Till next time, hit 'em long. Hit 'em straight. Play great.